So, you want to know what on earth is happening? Then sit back for a little while and listen as this guy next door speaks. But first, here's something to get you in the proper mindset.
You know what we do? Get big on it. Yo, synthesis. Drop that knowledge on us.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
So the truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
Education system sought the mind manipulation, feeding fairy tales and biased information to the children.
Like the heroic tale of Christopher Columbus discovering America while leaving out the plundering.
The murder and the genocide, the violence is de-emphasized.
A one-sided history with conquest glorified.
Teaching yet another generation of children that invasion and domination's cause for celebration.
But only when it's done by the government's guns.
If you try it on your own, you better run, better run.
The brainwashing's begun in public schools and elementary. Lesson number one is never question the authorities.
Lesson number two, base your success upon conformity.
Lesson number three, follow the rules and all the policies.
Lesson number four, don't disagree with their philosophies.
Five, don't seek the truth because the truth is a conspiracy.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include.
They
claim the education system based upon equality,
that students in the U.S. get an equal opportunity.
But funding for public schools is based upon the income or property taxes,
turning students into victims.
Structural inequalities are built into the system that keep the poor in prison while the rich keep getting richer.
Unequal access to educational tools,
the least resource allocated to the poor schools.
Run down facilities, low teacher abilities, fewer technologies.
How is this equality?
You're disadvantaged from the start if your parents are poor.
It doesn't matter if you're smart, cause all they look at is your scores.
But then they'll claim that you had every chance for success.
Stigmatized as a failure when you don't pass the test.
School financing promotes social injustice,
created to feed the existing economic structures.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
The national curriculum the government controls is being dictated by the elite
to serve their selfish goals.
For core commons, no child left behind. SATs, ACTs, let me tell you what it really means.
Proposed by Bush Sr., enacted by his son,
to funnel more kids into the prison system.
Cause standardized tests were invented as a method
used to pick out the elite, the very basis of eugenics.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
You should keep the truth hidden.
And that was a song called Indoctrination by Synthesis. And this is Guy Next Door Speaks. I'm your host, Ivan from Phoenix. And today is Sunday, December 21st, 2014. All right, so it's been about a week since the last podcast. And here we are again. Let's see. I finally got to make a few notes, so I should have a few more good things to talk about today. Should be starting the Truth Mind Reality series, so this episode number 6 can be considered the beginning of my little presentation here, Truth Mind Reality lecture series or talks or presentation or whatever you want to call it. But it's just my attempt to get this stuff kind of packaged together and put out there. So, let's see. Let's do a few little event announcements. I'm going to be having the regular documentary screenings for January coming up soon. And that's going to be a documentary film called Engines of Domination, and that's available on YouTube. But as always, we like to try and have people together as a group to watch these documentaries so we can have good conversation, discussions, and exchanging of ideas. So that should be announced here in the next week or two on the Free Your Mind AZ meetup group. So you can look out for that. And then the main event is April of next year, the Free Your Mind Conference. And I'm not going to read the whole bio and all that. For Free Your Mind Conference information, you can go to the website, freeyourmindconference.com, for full speaker bios and information. That's going to be April 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Sheraton Bucks County Hotel. And that's in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Again, that's for April 10, 11, and 12 of 2015. All right. So let's see what else we have here. Well, like I used to do before on a few little podcasts, I like to go back and make some corrections to whatever inaccuracies that I may have spoken or pointed out, said, or anything in the previous podcast. So that and recaps. So let me see what I wrote down here. I did make a mistake when I said, referenced a website, areyoufuelforevil.com. I said Steve was the person who created that website, and it wasn't Steve. His name was Scott, and that's Scott from Florida. So I wanted to get that straight. All right, and then what else did I have? Let's see. I did want to mention that with these songs that I'm putting now in the beginning, at the end of the podcast shows, most of this, if not all of this hip-hop music or truth hop music, I got to give thanks to Mark Devlin out of the UK. And the reason I say that is, well, let me give the little history here. Everyone knows that I call into Mark Passio's show, What on Earth is Happening? And so I try and call in whenever I can, whenever I'm listening to it live. And several months ago, maybe October, maybe September, October, I got a Facebook message or a Facebook friend request from Mark Devlin. And turns out that he, you know, listens to What on Earth is Happening, Mark Passio's show, and he would hear me call in every once in a while. And, you know, he, I guess, liked what I had to say and what I had to contribute, so he wanted to reach out to me. So he did, and we chit-chatted a little bit through Facebook and exchanged messages and stuff, so that's all good. And Mark Devlin has, he's someone who has woken up since around 2010, and he's a DJ out of the UK. And so being in music, he started finding all the dark occult influences in the music industry. And so he's put together presentations and been giving talks for the last couple of years on that subject matter. And he will be speaking at the Free Your Mind conference in April. But so along with being a DJ, he decided to start incorporating what he's learning in by way of music. So the way he's doing that is he's found a lot of consciously awake artists, and he mainly deals with a lot of hip-hop, rap, R&B kind of music, black music, reggae, and stuff like that. So he has a show that he started doing maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, called The Sound of Freedom. And he has a lot of different artists on there, a lot of different music, and there's a link on my website on freeyourmindaz.com. I do have a link in the on the main page for now, but also on the page that's music with lyrics. When you click on that, there's a link to a SoundCloud page that gets updated automatically whenever Mark Devlin posts a new episode of The Sound of Freedom. And what he does, basically, he just puts music up there that has conscientious lyrics by conscious artists. So, and you've heard some of it in the last show and this show. And so what happened where was I going with this? Oh, these artists. So Mark Devlin has all these artists on his show, and he has a few interviews with them and so forth. And so I looked up a few of these artists on Facebook, and I found these Automatic and Original Synthesis. They're brother and sisters. So I reached out to them, sent them messages and links to my website, and they checked it out and they liked what they saw, and they messaged me back, and we've been in communication. And when I decided to come back and start doing these podcasts, I was thinking, well, why not change it up and add different music? And I threw that out there to them, and they were in agreement that, hey, they no problem, you know, use the music in there. So that's pretty much how that came about. So, and I did mention Elias Clay. She does have a new album that comes out today, as a matter of fact, December 21st. What's the name of it? I do not recall the name right now, but I should be getting a message from her, and hopefully get some of the tracks off her new album and start incorporating some of that music into the show. But anyway, so that's how all that came about. So I wanted to give a shout out, as they say, to Mark Devlin, because he does mention the Free Your Mind conference group and everything on his show. He has a few other shows he does called Good Vibrations, which is an interview show or a discussion show where he has different guests on, and he's had a lot of good people on there. He's had David Icke, Sonia Barrett, Lennon Honor, Max Egan. He's got quite a few people on there, which is very, very impressive. And they're good shows, too. Right now, I'm in the up to about episode 15. I went back and downloaded all the previous podcasts of Good Vibrations. And he's got a lot of good stuff on there. And he does another show called Sound of Now. And that's just pretty much a regular current music kind of show that he does also. So just wanted to put that out there. All right, let's see. What else? All right, well, I guess for the most part, I'm just going to wing it. Even though I have the notes here, I'm just gonna be going back and forth, because even though I jotted down notes, I just put down notes as they came to me, and I didn't bother putting them in any kind of order, because I do have things to put out there, things to say, and some of it is ideas or concepts that are already out there that some of you might say, I heard this already from someone. But the way I see it, or the way I hear it, it's not taken to its fullest potential. It's not taken all the way to the end. The people are at the doorstep, and the doors are open, but no one's really going all the way into the house and bringing everybody with them, if that makes any kind of sense. All right. Someone who is really, really close to the ideas that I have popping around in my head is Max Egan. I listened to a couple of his interviews with him, and he's right there. There's just a few little knickknacks, little parts of the puzzle, little dots that need to be connected to bring it all the way home, as far as I see it. But I should be getting into that later on today in this show, or if not the next show. And I'm not going to block myself or kind of obligate myself that this has to be two or three parts. So I'm just gonna say this right now is the beginning of this Truth Mind Reality series. So episode 6 is the beginning of that. So I'm gonna put ideas out that deal with this and all that, but the next few shows could be something different. It could be an interview, or just having a guest, or it could just be, you know, just different things. So I'm not gonna, you know, lock myself in a box that I have to do it a certain way, because that's pretty much what's been I guess keeping me from doing this. Is I want to have a perfect whole complete presentation or something to put out there perfectly, and that's wanting that is what's keeping me from doing it. So I'm just gonna speak my mind and spill it all out. Whatever comes out. All right, so but I am going to use the notes kind of as a reference. So okay, now this is going to be this is episode 6, and this is a Truth Mind Reality series, and this is the little introduction for it. So basically, I did drop a few hints on as to what this is going to deal with in the last podcast, where I did say, you know, truth, mind, reality, how whatever we is out there, we take in. If it's truth, if it's lies disguised as truth, we take that into ourselves, into our mental processing, into our minds and process that. And then that creates our reality. And that's part of the problem, is that we've believed lies and things that aren't true, or things that are dangerous and harmful. And that's why we have a harmful and dangerous society, because we believe in crap that we shouldn't believe in, you know. So that's basically the foundation. Now, what are these things? What are these things that we believe in, or that we've been told that are true, that are not true? And how does it work? How does it come about? So again, this sounds familiar to some people who have, taken in the works of, Mark Passio or Larkin Rose or Jan Irving or, many others. But this is, I guess you can say, my spin on it, my take on it. And like the show says, this is a Guy Next Door Speaks. So this is just, your regular person putting it in layman's terms. All right, so that's the best I can put it. All right, so this kind of started many years ago when I was coming into the Wayne Dyer information, Deepak Chopra information and stuff, New Age stuff. But like I said, there is truth in that. I was noticing that, I remember specifically one day that I was driving down one of the local streets on my way to work. And as I was driving, I was looking, to the pedestrians, the people on the street. And I felt a sudden overwhelming emotion, like a sadness, like I actually even got like teary eyed and stuff, because there was information out there. There is information out there. Well, at this time, there was information out there that I was coming across, and I can see how the people all around in the street, waiting at the bus stops and walking and just around, your everyday folks, weren't aware of this information. And it was information that was important, information that, since they didn't have it, their lives were heading in a direction, or they were living lives that they shouldn't be living, if that makes any kind of sense. Okay, so that was kind of a very strong emotional connection right there, to that really showed me, wow, there is something to this occulted knowledge, that how it affects people. When you see homeless people, or people that are, begging in the street, or that are poverty stricken, and you, when you come across certain information, how you can see that this actually does affect people. You can see the manifestation of it, and especially when you hear other people driving in their cars and there's a homeless person with a sign, please help, and you know that there are people out there thinking in their minds, get a job you bum, and things like that. When you understand that, you start seeing like these people have no idea that it's not that person, that the system, that there are things in place to create that. All right, so that's something that I wanted to bring out, that's more or less where some of this started for me, was this day driving around and seeing this. And that wasn't the only day. It happened, many more times after that. I can see it, and feel it, and understand why things were the way they were. So I wanted to put that out there. All right, now moving along. That got me to thinking about the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. All right. And people who have looked into the works of Mark Passio and all that, you're familiar with what that is. And for those who haven't, we all have it's been described as duality. People who talk about the mind, they talk about the brain, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. Okay, so you have the right side of your brain is more the intuition, the feeling, understanding. That's more the feminine side. Okay, and then the left brain is more what is referred to as the masculine side, or more logic and, you know, order following and, you know, strict and organized and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's where the intellect is, whereas the right side is where the emotion, you know, and creativity is at. So they're described as the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. Now I bring this up because I got to thinking, where am I at in this scale? If we were to put a scale on it, everyone's at a different scale. You have police officers are basically left brain, just order following and logic and just law and follow the rules, or like mathematicians and scientists and all these you know, intellectual types, that's left brain. And then you get, you know, the very like religious or spiritual or new agey, that's, you know, in the right brain, you know, or more the emotional and the affectionate and caring and all that. And that's where creativity and art and all that comes from, is from the right brain. Now there needs to be a balance there. And so that balance, if anyone who speaks Spanish understands that balance is kind of equal, or the middle. And in Spanish, the middle is called el medio, medio, medi. Medi is where meditation comes from. Medi, it's in the middle. So you want to be the middle of the brain, middle of the mind. So like half left brain, half right brain, or be in the middle. And where is the middle? That's the center of your, between your two eyes. So that's where a lot of people would suggest that's the third eye, the middle. You want to be in the middle. Meditation, come to the middle, and that's where you are in the third eye. So that's, you know, new agey, but yet that does make sense. That's part of it. So what I was thinking about was the scale. Where do I land in this? And at that time, like I said, when I was driving around and seeing all this stuff that got teary-eyed and everything, I would think I was more in the sacred feminine side. I was more in the emotional and compassionate side. That's why I felt that. So I was probably more like, you know, 65% sacred feminine and 35% sacred masculine. So, you know, and then just, you know, now trying to bring in more just in the middle, balance it. That's something I would suggest. And on that same tip, something with current events, with these police shootings and all this stuff that's going on, I do have my opinions and my feelings on that. And there are times I don't want to go out and, you know, kill everybody and all the cops and all this stuff. No, I don't recommend that. I don't suggest that. I don't endorse that. Now, here's the difference, though, that today, like I said, is Sunday, December 21st. Yesterday, Saturday, December 20th, we had a incident happen in New York City where this individual went and shot two police, New York police officers in the head, shot and killed them, and then killed himself. Now, people are saying, you know, like, oh, that's bad, that's, you shouldn't do that, that's wrong. Other people kind of like, yeah, fuck yeah, you know, kill the police. They killed two of ours, we killed two of theirs, and all this stuff. Now, where am I at on that? I'm not going to say I understand it and I endorse that. I comprehend it. I know where they're coming from, both sides. But here's the thing. Wouldn't you think the more realistic, the more balanced, the more natural law approach of this to this would have been that when the cops were choking out Eric Garner in New York City, that right there at that moment is when civilians or regular people seeing the wrong that was being done by police, that's when the people should have jumped on the police and taken them off of Eric Garner. And if it would have gotten to that, that's when those cops probably should have been shot in the head. Why? Because that's human beings killing another human being and other human beings standing around and letting it happen. See, so that right there, if you strip it down to that bare basic of one gang of humans beating up and killing another, human right there, and then another group of humans standing around and watching it happen and not doing anything, you see, that's where it's all messed up. So if people now want to start arguing and fighting and protesting and, oh, we need to do something, then it needs to be focused to when these actions are supposed to be occurring. When the cop in wherever the heck, whether it's Ferguson or other cities where there's a police officer and he's shooting at a civilian or choking or beating or tasing or attacking somebody else, that right there at that instant, that's when the surrounding public, whoever's around, that's when the public should click in their head, wait, this is wrong, it needs to stop now, right here and now. And if they go and take that cop off, that person, to stop the abuse or the assault, and then the police start attacking the people there, then more people need to come and put that, either way it's going to escalate. But the thing is, when is the right time to do that? And to back me up on this, or as a reference point, get on YouTube, type in "When Should You Shoot a Cop" by Larkin Rose and watch that video, or look up online the article written by Larkin Rose, "When Should You Shoot a Cop," and you would see that pretty much is what he says, and it's right. Because when you take away all the fake authority, all the uniforms, badges, all the costumes and everything, when it's a human being assaulting or harming another human being and there are other human beings standing around not doing anything, that right there is a wrong being committed by everyone except the victim. And if the victim doesn't fight to defend himself, that's also wrong on their part, because that is a natural right. That is the right to defend yourself. If you're not harming anyone and someone's harming you, you have the right to defend yourself up to and including lethal force. So what else can we say? And that's the police's defense all the time, right? Don't they always say, well, we feared for our life, so I had to shoot the motherfucker in the head? Well, guess what? Cop, police officer, a cult member, Nazi, the people have the same right as you. So if you feel threatened by them and they're unarmed and going about their business, then when you come about and start pushing your bullshit enforcing of laws on them, don't you think they have the right to put a freaking bullet in your head if they feel threatened by you? I mean, hey, what's that saying? What's good for the goose, right? So anyway, so this is getting a little off topic or getting kind of blowing up, but everybody's kind of getting very emotional and very animate nowadays on their shows with this, because that's what's wanted. That's part of the agenda, is to get everybody at each other's throats without looking at the real cause, so. But anyway, all right, let me dial it down and take it back now. All right, moving on to other things. Let's see, what did I write down here? All right, I wanted to break down truth, but you know what, let me start with words. I wrote down here the difference in words, and this is something I noticed that was bugging me a bit. A few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, that Vinnie Eastwood had a little roundtable panel discussion where Clint Richardson, Mark Passio, and another individual out of Canada, and Vinnie Eastwood, they were having this discussion, this thing, and I forgot the actual topic. Freeman, sovereignty and self-determination and all this stuff. So you can get online and Vinnie Eastwood and Google it, or go to Vinnie Eastwood's site, or I think Mark Passio had a link on it too. But I listened to this show and there was something interesting that I noticed. Again, obviously, yeah, Mark Passio does say he's more either, what was it, extreme or more radical or more something that he's more, he's the one that's most outside the box. But I think I kind of take it just a little more outside of the box than him, and I'll tell you why. In this round table, there was they had their discussions, and everybody was explaining, you know, their points and where they're coming from and all this around, you know, regarding sovereignty and this free man movement and all this. Now, there's something I noticed, and this leads to why I'm talking about the difference in words. All right, now we all know word definitions. All right, definiting a word. Okay, definitions. But here's my problem, is that dictionaries, where people tend to get their definitions from, are written by man. All right, so when you go to a dictionary, this is what brought me to this. We had Clint Richardson. He was putting out his points, and I like Clint Richardson. I like, you know, how he thinks and the stuff he puts out there. But this one time, I was kind of like, it was falling short. I was going further than where Clint Richardson was going. We know Mark Passio, sovereignty, no masters, no rulers, done. Anarchy and, you know, all that stuff. Sovereignty, above rulership. Okay, fine. That is the etymological meaning of the word. So etymology, I would take over definitions from dictionaries. Okay, now why do I say that? Because even though Clint Richardson was, you know, wants, you know, the end of like governments or whatever, or for people to reclaim themselves and all this, I'm seeing this argument in the truth movement where you have these guys put forth you know, these statements such as, well, they govern you by consent, you know, because you have the driver's license, your birth certificate, or, you know, there's that big old thing with birth, you know, a dock and maritime law and admiralty law and that law of the land and all this stuff. Yeah, they're breaking it down, fine. But here's the thing. All that law, all of these definitions, they're based on, they go back to like Black's law, okay, Black's law dictionary or whatever, or, and then Webster's dictionary and all these, you know, man-made definitions, these you know, meanings that are okay. Apparently my recorder had frozen, so I'm gonna try and pick up where I left off. So I was talking about Clint Richardson and Mark Passio and the Vinnie Eastwood show and having a round table and talking about what the heck was it, about sovereignty and the free man movement and stuff like that, and breaking down words, etymology versus definition from a dictionary. So let me slow down, because it's been about an hour since that stopped recording. I finished and then went on and listened to some other stuff. Right now it's later in the evening on Sunday, and the Free Your Mind conference is having a radio marathon, so I listened to a little bit of that and now decided to come back and redo this podcast, or finish up this podcast. So all right, let me get back on track here. So where I left off was the words, etymology and definition. And the problem that I noticed was that a lot of these people that are arguing for the free man movement and sovereignty and anarchy and whatnot, a lot of them tend to still use the same words that the enslavers use. All right, and what I mean by that is, yeah, they talk about freedom, but yet they're playing the game. It's sorcery. The words are, it's a form of sorcery when they use all this stuff. Well, the govern, you know, consent of the governed, and, you know, this, all this legalese and all this kind of you know, play on words. Yeah, so basically what these guys are trying to do is to learn the game, learn the rules, learn, you know, a game so that they can play against the creators of the game. You understand that? It's kind of like, you know, you're trying to learn basketball, learn all the rules, learn everything so that then you can go up and play against a professional NBA team or something. It's like, come on. The best way to do that is just don't even play the game at all. All right. And that's where I think my thoughts are at and the way I look at it. And that's pretty much kind of like what I would suggest, you know, Mark Passio looks at it at, and Larkin Rose, you know, people that just prefer don't even deal with it. And that comes across as there should be no government, no kind of, you know, authority. And that's pretty much it. So, I mean, like I said, I do like Clint Richardson and he brings up a lot of good stuff. But during this roundtable, I kept found myself shaking my head quite a bit like, no, you're close, but you're still in the game. You're still playing their game, sorcery, playing their word magic. So that's what I wanted to bring up as far as that. And that's part of the problem, because, again, our truth is formed in language, and our language is formed by words, and then our words have definitions, and those definitions are made, at least in the dictionaries, the Black Law Dictionary and Webster's Dictionary and whatnot, that's created by, more often or not, old white bastards. So obviously it's going to cater to them, you know, their understanding of it. Whereas etymology, that tends to go back to, you know, the origins of a word, what, you know, the parts that come together forming that word, where they come from. So it's more, you know, it's a more simpler definition or explanation of what the word means. So, okay, now let me see if I can get back on track here. I think I did about a whole hour. So this thing stopped recording about half hour into the recording. And so I think I got maybe about 25 or 30 minutes I got to redo. So let's see. All right. Like I said, I have the notes here. Okay. Yep, I put down that legal contracts fraud based on belief. Because again, it's the words. People make up the words. They mean this, they mean that, and you have to abide by that. And so people, you know, believe in these legal contracts. And that's the other thing. As far as breaking down truth, mind, reality, when you look at a contract, at least when I look at contracts, anything like that, I look at it for what it is. It's ink on paper. That's it. It's ink on paper. I mean, people will look at it and say, no, this looks official. It's got this stamp from the court, or, you know, it's got, you know, even with money, how, what do they do when you go to a store and give them a 20, a 50, or a 100? They hold it in the light to make sure it has that little metal strip, you know, inside. And it's like, yeah, that's just paper with ink on it and a little metal device put in there. So look at it for what it is. And that translates with me. I'm always arguing the stuff with driving and traffic violations, you know, like signs. You know, when you see a speed limit sign, I don't see a speed limit sign. Sorry. I see paint on a metal surface. All right. And then, you know, the streets, when you see the double yellow line, you're not supposed to cross the double yellow line. You mean the two yellow strips of paint on the asphalt? I mean, really, what's the truth of it? That's the truth. That's what it is. Now, if it's two solid yellow lines that you're not supposed to cross, that's some shit in somebody's head that, you know, they believe that. And I have a story of a little experience that happened to me several years ago at work with a coworker in the parking lot. There weren't too many cars in the parking lot. It was pretty empty. And so, you know how parking lots, some of them, they all have the parking lanes, but some of them have like arrows showing the direction you're supposed to go, what direction and where to turn and such. This one day, the parking lot wasn't real full, so I just cut across the parking lot and went into a parking space. No harm, no foul, nobody around. But a few seconds later, this coworker parks next to me, and she gets out, looks at me, and looks at the ground, you know, the ground, and points and looks at me for me to look at the ground. And I look, and I look at that, and I look at her, and I say, "What? The white paint on the asphalt?" And she's like, "No, the arrow. You're going the wrong way." You see? So here's somebody believing the paint, you know, giving power to that, and I'm looking at the thing for what it is. All right, it's just white paint on asphalt. All right, that's what it is. I understand that, yes, if the parking lot was fuller, if there were more traffic, you know, yeah, that's when those things come in handy to help, you know, the flow of traffic and to avoid any kind of problems or collisions and whatnot. Yeah, I understand that. But when there's nobody around, you know, it's a suggestion. Just like the speed limits. I would look at speed limits. Those are suggestions. You know, does something actually happen when you're driving 70 in a 55 or something? Does something actually happen that the laws of nature or the earth's rotation or the atmosphere kind of fluctuates or does something actually happen? No, it doesn't. I mean, it's a suggestion to go 55 because, you know, again, for safety reasons, that if somebody pulls out in front of you, you're going at a slower speed and it gives you more chance of stopping, fine. And if you do get into an accident, your speed isn't so fast that your chances of actually, you know, killing yourself are greatly reduced. I understand that. But it's not like that number, that magical number, is somehow, you know, that's what makes a difference that prevents the incident from happening. If you're going to crash, you're going to crash whether you're going 10 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour. All right. So, again, those are suggestions, you know. And again, the turn lanes, the don't turn here, yes, turn and whatnot. Yeah, those are suggestions because, yeah, you might have traffic coming and, okay, don't turn here. Okay. So, yeah, those are things to help. They're suggestions. But again, if there's nobody around and you turn where you're not supposed, quote unquote, supposed to turn, but you turned and you made it to the other side, no problem. Again, no harm, no foul. All right. But anyway, that's just showing the truth and mind reality in that you see it for what it is and then seeing it for, you know, the illusion or the sorcery that these people in control want to use it as. All right. Let's see what else I got moving along. Truth in the street signs. Suggestions. Yep, it's not absolutes, right? Okay. Let me see. All right. Now, I put down here something that's along the same lines, where the truth is a lie about authority is needed, about authority being needed. You know, belief in government, authorities, let me see, government, religions, and businesses, like the presidents and CEOs and stuff. Now, that's, you can get a lot of this information out of Larkin Rose's book, The Most Dangerous Superstition. And it is a superstition, this belief in authority, such as government, religions, and, you know, corporations or businesses. All right. And here's the truth, mind, reality take on this. Governments. All right. Yeah, you can work in cooperation. There's a difference between working in cooperation and being subjected to some kind of authoritative entity or power. And it's in all three of them, government, religion, and business. All right. Because, yeah, religious, I guess, you know, that's like the don't hurt each other and be good to each other, be kind to each other, do the right thing. And we can all work in cooperation. That's fine. But you don't need to have a authoritative, position there saying, you know, like 10 Commandments stuff, like, because God said so, because the priest, it's a sin, and thus, you have to do it because, if not, you're going to be punished. Like, no, you can work in cooperation. We understand, you know, don't harm me, I don't harm you, we don't harm each other, we're all good, everybody gets along, it's cooperative. Same thing with government. Government, cooperation. Like, you know, hey, we all don't want to, what's the famous one with anarchy, the argument against anarchy, roads, who's going to build the roads? It's like, come on, we can all get together, we can have people come together and say, you know what, this, there's a lot of mud here, it's very sandy and potholes and stuff like that, we can be cooperative and get the equipment, people who know construction and road work and stuff, they cooperate and they pave the road, make it smooth and everything, so it's a more comfortable and enjoyable ride. That's it, cooperative. Nothing about, you know, it has to be done and we got to tax you and we got to take it from you and all this kind of authoritative stuff, you know, and with buildings and, you know, I don't even know how government gets its hands in all this stuff, you know, where people, communities on their own, we need homes, we need places to live, we need modes of transportation, you know, we can all cooperate and do this. So that's that false belief in government, that we can't do anything on our own, it has to be a outside entity directing everything. And in business, the same way with businesses or corporations, you know, you can grow your own stuff. You can, you know, there are people who know how to knit, how to make clothing. You know, we can cooperate, be in a cooperative community where people grow stuff. They share the stuff that they grow with people who need it. People sew stuff and build stuff and they grow, I mean, share that with people who need it. See, and that's a cooperative community. Nothing about, you know, forcing, you know, that it has to be a certain way for money and all this kind of stuff. Crap, or, you know, that belief in authority that, you know, the corporation, the CEO and the president, you know, they're the ones calling the shots and the rest of us don't know anything. And it's like, it's, I don't know, that's just all crazy. But anyway, that's touching a little bit on what my next topic is going to be on, and it won't be on this show, probably the next one. But right now, let me see. Okay, now I'm gonna get to the main thing for this episode, which is helpers. All right, and one of the last What on Earth is Happening shows, I called in and brought up or planted the seed, hinted at one of the ideas, which is helpers. And what I mean by helpers, when I say helpers, is I break it down to mean human evolutionary lead person, emergency response services. So that's helpers, human evolutionary lead person, emergency response services. And this came about in response to all this police problems, police brutality, police abuse, or basically just the existence of police, period. All right, now this right now, the way things stand, police, we know it's like a cult. They're a cult. They're a group of gang members, you know. They're blue, the gang of blue, and they're pretty much, you know, Nazis, all right? It's like a Nazi faction, basically. So people right now, when you see the red and blue lights when you're driving, or when you see the cop car when you're driving down the street and you hear that little whoop whoop, you know, right away, I don't think too many people get, you know, feelings of joy and you know, anticipation and excitement when they see or hear these things. It's more like apprehension and nervousness and like, oh shit, you know, because you're praying and hoping that you don't get tased, beat up, choked, shot, killed, because that's where they're at right now. So I'm bringing up this helpers thing with the idea, with the mindset of you want to offer the public, the people, option, a choice. Do they want to feel apprehensive and fearful, or do they want to feel at ease, comfortable and safe when they see or hear a certain group coming around, coming to your aid, coming to your assistance, or responding to your call? And that's what helpers would be. This was initially inspired. I was inspired to think of this by coming across a video a couple of years ago by an individual called Dale Brown. This individual, Dale Brown, founded a group in Detroit called Threat Management Centers, and they also go by Vipers. But what this is it's like a private security firm or private safety group. All right, so it's something, it's an alternative to police, to local government law enforcement. All right, so there's a video on YouTube online. Cop Block did a little video on them, and they're not the only ones. I was surprised to see, glad to see, that Larkin Rose posted earlier today that video that I'm talking about on Threat Management Centers with Dale Brown and Vipers out of Detroit. But on Facebook, where he posted that, on the bottom it comes up related videos, and there were about two or three other videos. There's a group out of California that's doing the same thing, and it's like a community got together and they hired these little security force and stuff to help protect against theft, robbery, vandalism, rape, and so that's pretty cool. And then in Houston there's another group doing the same kind of thing. Now here's the difference: I'm always taking it further, or holistic or broader, completing. Why would I call it human evolutionary lead person help? All right. And helpers, emergency response service, because what these groups are doing, it's in the sacred masculine arena. All right. That's how I would describe it. It's force. Yes, they have self-defense skills, martial arts stuff. They have weapons, guns. They have their vests and, big buff guys and to stop, violent crimes. So that's the sacred masculine. But what would they do when they catch a criminal or catch somebody who's trying to rape or steal or something? It still goes into the same system. They still give them over to the police. They go to the courts. They go to the prisons. And what do prisons do? It's a breeding ground. It's a place where thieves go to fine tune their stealing abilities. They share notes. How did you get caught? Oh, this sensor, whatever alarm thing. Oh, that was a model 382. Blah 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 blah. The way to get around that is this. Ah, okay. So they're learning from each other. How did you get caught? And this and that. And they exchange ideas, and then they come out even a better criminal. All right. So that's not a positive thing. Now, what I suggest is, with these human evolutionary lead persons, emergency response services. The emergency response services is pretty much everything like what a cop is supposed to do for emergency, responding in case of emergencies. So there's a burglary, a break-in. Yes, these people come in and try to, rescue, save you, protect you, and whatnot. Car accidents, any kind of fire, like fire departments could be involved in this. EMT, person has a heart attack, or there's a, person falls off side of a building or something like that and hurts themselves. So that's emergency response services. But the helpers part of it is help evolve, evolution. Evolution, I would think, also includes living from one day to the next, don't you think? Because if you die, you're not evolving. So you want to stay alive. So these people are there to help you stay alive. And how do they do that? If there's a rape victim or someone who was assaulted or something, they can teach you. They help teach self-defense, all right? Then this is done in evolution centers. So instead of having like prisons and jails, yeah, you will have a confinement place for the really violent offenders, people that are too far gone. But the purpose of human evolutionary lead persons is not just like a police officer, but you entail like doctors, all right, for medical purposes, to save lives, to help that aspect of evolution. Psychologists or psychiatric, not the way it is now of mind control and all this crap. No, you learn about the mind, all right? Like natural law, the difference between right and wrong. And so that's another area that when you capture a thief or somebody or attempted rapist and all this stuff, instead of just punishing them and, you know, that's it, lock them away. No, you're trying to help evolve them. You know what I'm saying? You get into their minds, you have conversations, you teach them right from wrong and try to help evolve them, you know, help them evolve. And that way you're, instead of just leaving the problem sit and you know, fester and cook in this person's mind, you're trying to create a change. That's the alchemy of it. That's the influence of it. That's part of evolution. So it's not just guns and, you know, kicking someone's ass or protecting somebody out there. It's helping people evolve. All people, the victims and the perpetrators. So that's part of what I'm suggesting this helpers to be, have, you know, centers for evolution, all right, evolutionary centers. And that, you know, so that's it, physically, emotionally, you know, spiritually, all kinds of areas to help evolve. So that's why it's not something where it's only about, you know, 50 or 100 helpers. No, I'm talking, it starts off small in the local community and small area, but then it has to grow. And it's people teaching each other the right way, learning about natural law, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, balance, you know, non-aggression principle, difference between right and wrong, all of this stuff constantly being taught and re-evaluated and stuff. And that way people don't have this go to their heads and start swaying off the path that they think they're an authority. No, that they have to understand that even though that we get into the area of the microcosm and the macrocosm, as above, so below, that as the individual goes, the community goes, the society goes, and as the society goes, the individual goes, all right? So that's part of that whole evolution, all right? That we understand that in order for us to live better, we have to do our part, and for us to do, for us to do better, the environment has to be better, the society has to be better, and that's how we do it. We help each other evolve. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully some people will pick up on this and understand this idea and be like, hey, that's pretty cool. And I know on my behalf, I'm gonna have to attempt to get a hold of make contact with this Dale Brown and maybe some of the other areas, just to get some idea of what they're doing and see how this resonates with them. Because like I said, their side is more the sacred masculine, you know. So I don't think they would be, you know, well, I shouldn't jump the gun, but I'm not going to assume that if I put this out there, they're going to say, you know what, that's right, we should do this too. And they're going to learn natural law and the difference between right and wrong and try to help evolve people. No, they're making their money. Right now, it's a business. Right now, they make money doing what the police are supposed to be doing or supposedly doing. So, you know, we don't know exactly where their mindset is at. For right now, money is the main driving force, you know, or at least part of the major driving force. But anyway, so that was my idea with this helpers, human evolutionary lead person, emergency response services. And, you know, it can go into school systems too. No more school system, no more German schools, or education, right? It could be, again, evolution centers, all right? You got an area where they teach language, communications, mathematics, sciences, fine, but it's done as an evolutionary centers, all right? So the kids go in to learn they're all taught music and sciences and arts and all kinds of stuff, and reading, writing, fine, and multiple languages and cultures, all that is available. So that's what I would suggest, you know. That's and again, communities help with that. The people help in there. You have Asian cultures being taught, the South American cultures being taught, African cultures being taught, European cultures. But not one specific that since you're black, you're just going to learn African culture. Since you're Asian, you're just learning Asian culture. No, everybody can learn a bit of everything, and that's how everything gets handed down, and that's more of a unity, and that's more holistic. You see, instead of a separation and or segregation, it's more of a, you know, enveloping. So everything is together, everyone's together, but it's all different parts creating the whole in unity. All right, well, enough for my little new agey kind of way of approaching that. But no, seriously, that those are the ideas I had for at least the helpers. I have two other main areas that I will address on the next show. But man, I still got notes here. But yeah, for the most part, that's what I wanted to get out on this first part of the Truth Mind Reality series. So let me see. Yeah, these notes fit in for the next episode, the next area that I want to talk about. It's still connected, it's still associated, you know, like I said, everything's holistic. So it's still connected with this helpers, but it goes in another direction that really might start getting people to say, what the heck, now he's a little bit too far gone. But I'll save that for the next time. So right now, looks like it's still recording good, and should be just about an hour of this show. And like I said, this is Sunday, December 21st, and this has been Guy Next Door Speaks, and I'm Ivan from Phoenix, and this was the first part of the Truth Mind Reality series. And let me see, that's gonna be it. Ending this show is another track by Disu Automatic. The first track was by his sister Original Synthesis, and that was called Indoctrination. And this end track now, it's gonna be Revolution, the remix by Disu Automatic. And these songs can be found if you go online to his Facebook page, Disu Automatico, or you can go to disuautomatic.com, or there's a website where he has all this music as mixtapes, and getbigonhim.com, I believe, is one of the sites. And I want to say Power to the People, but I'm not sure. That was the first mixtape, was Power to the People. The second one is Get Big On Them, but you go to getbigonhim.com and you'll be able to download all the songs there, either for free or for donations. So you can, you know, just select the tab that you want. But anyway, so right now, taking us out of this episode 6 of Guy Next Door Speaks, is Disu Automatic with Revolution Remix. All right, enjoy. So good morning, good afternoon, or good night, and be well.
Revolution's a process, and that process is in progress. There is progress being made. People are waking up every day. People are fed up with living this way. They lifting their head up to finally say, it's time for a change. We are creating a better tomorrow by fighting today. Yes, I'm afraid, but I am brave. I'd rather die than live as a slave. If we don't have freedom as natural people, we might as well be in a grave. I'm seeing the way. Self-revolution is the evolution of spirit and mind. And the truth, knowledge, wisdom, and love we share give sight to the blind.
Worst is over. The monsters in my head are scared of love. Funny people, listen up. It's never too late to change your luck. So don't let them steal your life.
Awaken and inspires what I'm rhyming for. Better wake up, cause it's time to go. Get big means it's time to grow. Expand it with your mind and soul. Expand it with your consciousness. Yes, I am an optimist. There's no stopping this. Revolution and progress, our opposition does not exist. We must resist, we must persist. Yell power to the people and pump your fist. We do not exist to be puppets to the big companies, the big government. We're not their objects, not their products. Not for profit, not for sale. Yeah, we got the power, cause the people are too big.
voices in my head are scared of love. Finding people, listen up. It's never too late to change your life. So don't let them steal your life. Don't let them break your stride. There is light on the other side.
Revolution is not about violence and hate. It's about finding a way to evolve our minds and hearts. So revolution's a full circle, meaning we're taking it back to the start. Back to a simpler time when people were living in harmony with one another, with the divine and with everything on this beautiful planet that we call our mother. Now we humans are disgracing it, destroying and defacing it. All of us are accomplices to these corporations who raping it. We need to change and rearrange the way that we think and the way that we live. Grow, expand in mind and spirit. That's what I mean when I say
get big.
Automatic diesel power to the people. United we will triumph over evil. It's a revolution. Automatic diesel power to the people. United we will triumph over evil. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.